At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. And this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 49. Mary responded, "Oh, how my soul praises the Lord, how my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he took notice of his lowly servant girl, and from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One is holy, and he has done great things for me." What an incredible moment this was for Mary. How could anyone put into words the overwhelming joy and privilege of being called to be the mother of the Saviour of the world? It's hardly surprising that she, as a young Jewish girl, turned to familiar words from the scriptures. She would have been brought up with the wonderful story of Hannah, Samuel's mother, and would have been familiar with her prayer when she learned that she was going to give birth. The words of Mary's song, which is often known as the Magnificat, are extremely close to the words that Hannah had used centuries before. There are many moments in our lives as Christians when we simply don't have the words to describe how grateful we are to God. Like Mary, we often turn to other people's words to articulate how we are feeling. I thank God for the many songs and hymns that have been precious to me over the years. Many of them are firmly associated with a particular experience. Once I had a long and fiercely hot journey across Romania during the communist era. I was travelling with a disabled friend of mine, and as we passed through Transylvania, our van broke down. My companions and I were not great technicians, but to our amazement, we managed to fix it. As we travelled into Oradea, our destination, we instinctively broke out into song. We sang, "Great is thy faithfulness," and we really meant it. We could have expressed everything we wanted to say in a prayer, but it felt so much more complete to join together in singing a hymn that was so familiar to us and that bound us together with God's people who'd used it to express their worship over the years. God loves it when we worship him, whether we use our own words or borrow them from others. Mary's song may have been based on familiar words from the Old Testament, but there's no doubting that they were words from her heart too. So let me ask you a question. What hymn or song is particularly important to you? Now let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, for Mary's song, and for the way in which it encourages us to praise you for your greatness. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Hope you have a really great day today.
BMS World Mission. Doing mission differently since 1792. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.